This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by the Knoxville Hy-Vee, Iowa State Savings Bank, Motor Inn Auto Group, Knoxville Raceway, the Marion County Fair Association, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, and Pella Corporation. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@caniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Golf Cars of Iowa, Worth Des Moines Bolt, Precision Pulley and Idler, the Melcher Dallas School District, Jeremy Dingham and Concrete, Van Haften Racing, Dowie Pest Control, and Tulip City Agency. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
How does the city of Pleasantville work with public safety volunteers? In the fifth part of a 10-part series, let's go in-depth with Pleasantville City Manager and Police Chief Joe Merstick. Joe, how did you get your start in law enforcement?
I was working with a friend of mine at Hy-Vee when I was putting myself through college, and he was telling me about a reserve program that he participated in, and this was in Cedar Rapids. So it was through Linn County, and he knew that I was going through college as a criminal justice student and told me I should apply. So went through the process. At the time, that was back in 1987. And a relatively easy process, and applied, and I went through kind of a mini academy on the weekends. They had really no structure at that time as far as training, but due to that being a very large county, they had their own training criteria, which was about 6 weeks, six weekends, and went through that and became a reserve.
So that conversation with a friend changed your life, huh?
It changed my life, yeah. It made me realize what law enforcement was until I got into it full-time. It gave me an opportunity to kind of understand what the positives and negatives are in law enforcement before I really made that leap into a full-time employment.
You were a criminal justice major, so what were you going to pursue if it wasn't law enforcement?
I was looking at law enforcement, but it just, I mean, at the time I was 19, 20 years old. So I was kind of still at that point where I could have teeter-tottered anyway. The area that I was from really concentrated on a lot of factory work. We had Rockwell Collins. We had a couple of meat packing plants and stuff. And during that time, those were the jobs to have. Those were good-paying jobs, and a lot of people in town had those jobs. So law enforcement was kind of a secondary option for a lot of people. For me, I enjoyed the law enforcement. I didn't understand a lot of it, and I was glad I had the ability to get my degree in law enforcement and become a reserve to start out.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Horns Ferry Hideaway, Vacation Rental Cabins at Lake Red Rock, Cube's Garage, Knoxville Farm and Home, Norm Rosendahl Tiling and Septic, Knoxville Fire and Rescue, Lambert's Towing, Truck Sales and Parts, Ulrich Meat Market, and Good Samaritan Society, Indianola. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, McCoy True Value in Indianola, Klein's QuickTime, Verduft Agency, Two Rivers Cooperative, Central College, Pella Regional Health Center, Vanderbeek Truck Accessories, and Hewitt Service Center in Monroe.
I continued my conversation with Pleasantville City Manager and Police Chief Joe Merstick. Well, when you hit the ground running, it sounds like in a city that would offer you all kinds of challenges and opportunities?
Well, it was the right county to go to me, because I was younger and I didn't have an understanding, and I was blessed riding with a deputy by the name of Ken Patrick. He's retired now, and we became very good friends. Actually, he was in my wedding, my first wedding, and just a great guy. And he gave me he put fun into law enforcement, which I took very seriously. And I was kind of more of a polished boots. This is black and white. He had this mentality of law enforcement, and it's either right or wrong. And he taught me at a very early point in law enforcement that there's a lot of gray in law enforcement. There's a lot of common sense, and there's a lot of fun. And I've really taken that to heart over, gosh, 25 years now, to where you got to enjoy your job to stay with your job.
And so now, as police chief in Pleasantville and city administrator, you've had a lot of opportunities to see the role of volunteers in public safety with, you know, your entire history.
Mm-hmm.
Is it critical? Is it something that's just nice to have or not really needed? What role do volunteers play?
Well, I don't know whether it would be critical in my town, in Pleasantville. I think it's when I look at my reserve, he is a self-starter, self-motivator, where he is a gentleman where he pursues training on his own. He has a good feel for the town. He knows what I expect out of him, and he does a good job. What I don't want to do is I don't want to create a program or have volunteers take the duties over from what a full-time employee should be doing, just to save cost. And I don't think that's a right approach for any department to do, and I don't think it's fair to our citizens.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Great Western Bank in Sully, JLM Shooter Supply in Urbandale, Harold Trailer Sales, Shomo Madsen Umble Insurance in Prairie City, the State Bank of Bussey, Dave's Wholesale Furniture in Newton, Marion County Auto Body, and Marion County Emergency Management Coordinator Jeff Anderson. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@caniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Culver's of Pella, Pella Police Department, Pete Farms, Mahaska Bottling, PCM Schools, Pierschbacher Funeral Home, Pleasantville Police Department, and Smith Body Shop in Sheraton.
I continued my conversation with Pleasantville City Manager and Police Chief Joe Merstick. Now put your city administrator hat on. You've got a quite a large volunteer fire department.
We do.
What value does that bring to the community? And you've got a few paid people too.
Mm-hmm.
So how does that all work? And how do you see it as a city administrator?
Well, keep in mind that from us, we are the fire department that we have is separate to the city. So, from a financial aspect, we don't really have anything to do with the fire department other than giving them a contribution each year, which is agreed upon by the two parties. But the volunteers over there, particularly on the medical side, we could not do it without them. I mean, our response time now is very good. If I go to a medical call, or any of my officers go to a medical call, chances are I know that somebody is going to be relatively shown. They're going to show on scene very quickly. They're going to be on scene quickly, and when you're in a life and death situation with a patient, we know that I've got help coming. From a fire standpoint, same way. We have a lot of volunteers that might not have the medical side, but they certainly are trained as firefighters. And I know Chief Finesse over there does a good job as far as their training. Even though they're volunteers, he gets the training, and the amount of training needs to be done. And those guys, when they put out a fire, they know what they're doing. They've got excellent equipment, and they put a lot of volunteer hours in and keeping that equipment up to speed and keeping it top notch. We're really blessed to have them.
They've got a great facility that a lot of communities this size would love to have.
Well, that's the first thing I really saw when I went around town, and you know, honestly, I'm not from here, and I looked at the fire station and I was impressed with just the building alone, and then when I got the grand tour, the equipment that they have is top notch. It's equipment that they use all the time. It's nothing that sits there and collects dust, and they take very good care of their equipment.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by the Pella Lions Club, Houston's On Main and Milo, Indianola Memorial Works, Gata Enterprises, and Studio Royale, Knoxville Dance Studio. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Westview Care Center, Pella Feed Service, West End Auto, Advantage Credit Union, Winfield Funeral Home, Iowa Realty, and Iowa State Savings Bank.
I continued my conversation with Pleasantville City Manager and Police Chief Joe Merstick. Now, Pleasantville's growing, new housing development, new businesses. Are there concerns for the future that, you know, you need to keep up with different emergency services, law enforcement? I mean, are you planning for the future?
Sure. Here, every day I plan for the future. So I think there's kind of two parts to that. I mean, as Pleasant grows from a law enforcement standpoint, our calls of service have increased, our crime rates reduced, but our calls of service have increased, and I think that's primarily because we're here, we're answering calls, the public trust us. But that said, too, is I think for me, as my career is starting to wind down, I have to prepare on who's going to take the reins as chief here, and who's going to be the right fit for Pleasantville. And I hope the town, the citizens, would say that I'm a good fit for Pleasantville. I certainly feel that it's a good fit for me, and I just want to make sure that as I transition out of law enforcement, we have that right person to take my reins and make sure that they grow with Pleasantville.
You're going to be around for a while, though.
we'll wait and see. Yeah, I plan to. There's a lot of things that are going on in Pleasantville, and as you know, I wear two different hats, and I think I'm very excited about the growth of Pleasantville, and I think people that are not only from Pleasantville, but people that come through here in the next couple of years are going to see a lot of changes that's well needed. It's going to be a good thing.
So if somebody is considering a career in law enforcement, would you suggest they start with, you know, going with the local reserve program in some voluntary capacity?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's a twofold. It gives the department the opportunity to work with that reserve and train them the way that they should be trained without having a full-time employee that they're spending tens of thousands of dollars on and having to pay benefits and a weekly salary to a point where they're kind of, they can groom that officer to become an officer that's going to be productive, but it also gives the reserve the opportunity to understand some of the aspects of what law enforcement is, and there's good and bad, and over my tenure, I've seen a lot of good officers that have become burnt out because they can't deal with the pressure of law enforcement and the calls and stuff. And some people know right away. Other people, it takes a while. So I think the advantage of a reserve is it gives the ability for that individual to find out whether they really enjoy that without quitting their job and going into something that's full-time employment. And 6 months down the road, they don't like it. And I think you know, that's passed on an attitude too. They can become. It wouldn't be beneficial for the community to have them if they're tired and burned out in law enforcement. Attitude is very important, I think, and you got to have a positive attitude. And the minute you lose sight of that, it's not only not fair to the officer, but it's not fair to our community.
Well, it seems to me that another benefit of being a reserve would be that from the boss side of things, you get to learn if somebody's good. You and I have both sat across the table from people that looked good on paper, sounded good.
Yeah.
And then 6 months into it, you're thinking, you know, how stupid am I that I hired this guy? Have you done that?
Sure. Yeah. And I think that's real crucial with the reserves because you get a feel for them. But, you know, you want the right person because I think for me in Pleasantville and being a small town, I mean, everybody, whether it be reserve or any of my full-time officers, when they have contact with the public, my name is stamped on that, my reputation. So I want to make sure that they have the right characteristics to become good in their career.
So let's go back to when you were, you know, that kid sacking groceries or stocking shelves, whatever, in Hy-Vee. And if you're that kid again, you look forward to and look at your career, what would you think and what you've done? What do you think that kid would think?
I think that he would never think that he'd be in the position he is today. I just wanted to be a law enforcement officer and I wanted to kick doors down and arrest the bad guys. And as my experience has carried me over the years, it's a heck of a lot more than that. And I really enjoyed more the public relations and getting to know the community and the people. And I think that's why I've stayed in a small town, because in a larger department, when I started as a reserve, you just don't have that ability. You're going call to call, and you don't have that personal touch. I think that is really needed, especially nowadays with law enforcement, that I think sometimes we don't pay enough attention to.
So if you had to do it all over again, would you?
Absolutely. My son's doing it now, and it wasn't my choice. I think it's a very difficult career at this point because we're in the last 5 years, as you know, that the trust in law enforcement's kind of lacking a little bit, which unfortunately I think it's unfortunate because all of, you know, there's 99% of us are doing the right thing every day, 40 hours a week plus. But I think it's more dangerous than what it was. The pay is not there. The hours aren't there. The stress level is certainly higher than what it ever has been. But I think what's in your heart too. And for him, he looked at me and he knew that I was happy with my job. And I think it's something that appealed to him. And he loves it. And I told him, I said, keep a positive attitude for another 25 years, and if you still have that attitude, you'll go a long, long ways in your career, because it's just, you've so many times, no matter whether it's in law enforcement or even manufacturing, whatever you're doing in life, if you have to think about going into work and not enjoying your job, you shouldn't be doing it. For me, I enjoy it every day, and I hope that carries on to my son, and I hope he can say the same thing in 25 years.
Thanks to Joe Merstick for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.